Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 24, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, leader of our Moore Success Team now for the past 33 years, and that's my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir, Randy, right here and very excited. You know, we've been talking about recruiting, and I thought I'd just do a little recruiting myself, and I've been finding people really receptive right now. In fact, Randy, there's three different people that was in our 20 years ago and big in the industry and everything and got sidetracked, and they're converting back to Legal Shield, wishing they had never had stopped doing it. And just this last week, I recruited one of the Amazing Race people. Y'all know that Amazing Race. I recruited the Cowboys, one with the black hat, one black, a little darker color than the other, both brothers, and he's the one that did the bungee jump with his hat on. Recruited him, be working close with him. He did, you know, a lot of TV advertising and everything, and he's very interested in building an organization. I think if people like us are interested, it shouldn't make us more enthused ever. Randy, tonight I'd like to say a special thanks to the police officers, sheriffs, anyone in law enforcement. I'd like to say thank you for your service, and of course, all of our service men and women. And saying all that, Randy, you know, we have a lot of people on our team that's got awards, all kinds of honors and everything. But we're fortunate tonight. Tonight we have a former U.S. American vet that got the Bronze Star. I'm telling you, you don't just get the Bronze Star for sitting home or sitting around eating sea rations. Prior to Legal Shield, he was in the car business for 21 years, followed up by 5 years in the mortgage industry as a loan officer. I guess the military experience helps him being a loan officer. I would assume that would be right. He started his legal business as a member and associate in March of 2008. He began part-time just to make a mortgage payment, as a lot of us have. Within a year and a half, he was able to retire his wife out of the banking industry and walked away from the mortgage. And she's walked away from the mortgage industry. And he was able to get his $100,000 ring, he and his lovely wife, in December 2015, and earned a $30,000 bonus while rise to the ring. He's built and continued to build an incredible team across North America and Canada. You know, I had a good meeting with Jeff Bell this morning about approximately an hour and a half, and we're fixed to make after the first year another move on more provinces of Canada. We're going to take it by storm, so to speak. He has two $50,000 ring earners and soon to be $100,000 ring earners on his team, and he's got more in the pipeline. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor and my privilege to introduce you to Bronze Star Award winner from the United States Army, Mr. Manley Wilson. Thank you, my friend, for all your service and goodness you do, not only for America when you're a soldier, but for the Moore Success Team. Thank you, and God bless, my friend. Did I lose him, Randy? Randy?
I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Well, I thought she was
so much for that military experience, Ken. But anyway, I want to thank you, Ken and Randy and Jeremy, for having me on the call tonight. And what incredible leadership you guys have provided. Not just that, just the friendship you've always extended to Barbara and I and actually all of our team and all the everybody that's on this call, I'm sure, as well. So we're just very fortunate to have a leader. You know, it's hard to follow somebody that can't lead, but you guys have showed the way and led the way all the way through for us, I know, and many others. So we're very proud and honored and humbled to even have a chance to speak on this call, because I know there's so many people that are much higher up in the business, and we've been doing this a lot longer. So if you'll hang in there with us, and I'm going to share a little bit. We're definitely proud to be on the Moore team. I know we've learned from your expertise and the knowledge a lot to achieve, you know, the growth that we have in our business as well as our team growth. So I'm going to start with my story, and you pretty much said it all right there. My story did start with Legal Shield. It used to be Prepaid Legal on March the 23rd, 2008, when Barbara was out of town one weekend, and my brother and sister-in-law, I guess they felt sorry for me, invited me over to their house for dinner one evening. And you know, after finishing dinner, they said, hey, we came across this incredible service, and we'd like to share it with you and see maybe if it's something you'd be interested in. So I said, well, what do we need to do? And they said, well, let's walk into the living room. And they pop in a video, and you know how that story goes. 15 minutes in, I literally said, stop the video, Peggy. I said, gosh, I need this. And they'd already said how much it was. I said, stop the video. I want to sign up right now. And, she, of course, you know, she did what you shouldn't do, and she said, well, you need to watch the rest of the video. Well, now looking back, you know, when someone says, I want it, stop and sell it to them first and then continue on, right? So nevertheless, I finished watching the video, and my sister-in-law says, now that you know what the service does, would you tell someone about it? And I said, sure, Peggy, are you going to pay me? And she said, no. But she did say, you know, if he said yes, the next question she asked, would you like to get paid for telling him? And I said, certainly I would. Now, knowing that I've been paid for 21 years in the previous in my previous job in car sales, and then, of course, a stint of 5 years after that in the mortgage lending industry, I'd learned to live real well on commission. So it was, to me, it really perked my ears up when I saw the commission layout that Legal Shield, Prepaid Legal at that time, had set aside. And I said, wow, that is a lot of money for a little bit of effort. So my question was, how much are you going to pay me? And she said, of course, Legal Shield, Prepaid Legal at the time will pay a commission based on the legal and identity theft plan that you market to a customer. And so I signed up that night, became obviously a member, became an associate, and set my sights on Fast Start qualifying. You know, my whole thought process while watching that video was really that I'd already been a victim of identity theft in previous years. I'd been audited by the IRS in 1999. I'd had a few speeding tickets in my lifetime. And at the current time, I didn't have a will. So I was a definite in need of that service. I just didn't know that it even existed. So what I knew is that if I could use this wealth, I figured out over the next 12 months, if I could tell enough people about that service, I'd probably start making my mortgage payment out of that part-time income, and it would really subsidize my income greatly. So that's what I had in process that night. Wasn't thinking about, you know, changing careers or anything. I was focused on the need. I needed it. There was many things I could have used it for. There were people like me at work and at church and on my softball team at the time that were always talking about why I had this go wrong, I had this happen. So I knew there was a need. So I went off to work in my part-time Legal Shield business. Now, at my jobby job, what I called my jobby job back then was mortgage loan officers. They just pay me around $98,000 a year, pay me enough just, you know, not to leave. But I hated what I did. I really did. Working 60, 65 hours a week, sometimes weekends, and I really didn't get to see my wife that much. So fast forward, like you said, a year and a half later, I think I call it ignorance on fire, because I certainly didn't know really, other than reading the brochure. I think that's probably what saved my neck, was reading that brochure, because I figured out if I read it, I couldn't mess it up too bad. My sister-in-law, Peggy Stark, had the membership for 20 years, had never told me about it. I was her first recruit, so I knew I really couldn't go back to her for any expertise, and I didn't know who even my upline was at that point. And thank God a little later on we found Jeremy, and he came down and got us off on the right foot. But you know, I was just making enough within that year and a half to retire Barbara, like we said, from her banking job, and went in and fired my boss, and he thought I was nuts at the time, because most people don't walk away from almost a six-figure income for a part-time job that they don't really know a whole lot about within a year and a half. But I believed in it that much, and I'm so glad that I did. I was 58 at the time. Couldn't wait till I turned 62 years old. I'd already set in my mind I was going to take early retirement with Social Security and get the heck out of that industry and go do something else to pay the bills. But I cut that short by 3 years. Thank you to Legal Shield. Last December, like you said, we earned our $100,000 ring. And while earning that, we did earn the $30,000 bonus. I mean, I'd never earned any type of a bonus, no way near that kind of money in my whole lifetime of working in 58 years. So it's just been an incredible ride for Barbara and I. We have, like you said, two incredible leaders that are on this call tonight, Mr. and Ms. Sam Stephanie Boley out of Richmond, Kentucky, that have earned their $50,000 ring, and Mr. and Mrs. Wesley Doss out of San Marcos here, along with their $50,000 ring. And we got two or three more couples right on the nip of their heels going after theirs as well. So we feel very fortunate about this opportunity and what it can do to set other people free from their jobs. So let's talk a little bit tonight about the importance of empowering lives with this membership. To me, the membership is everything. Without the membership, the rest of it doesn't really matter. And I think the customer has to understand how the coverage of the legal and ID Shield plan works and how it can protect them and their families on a day-to-day basis. And I know this is key to all of our successes, how we can earn a living while making a difference in the United States of America. I believe that one of the things I believe with Legal Shield, you must use the service as soon as possible so that you have the belief and know that there's an attorney on the other end of that line when you dial that number. You know, if you don't have a story to share, it's kind of hard to sell something that you can't talk about. I know I hadn't had the membership, I think, maybe a month and a half, and my local dry cleaner I'd used for 14 years there in the neighborhood, I'd bought two Donald Trump shirts. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I bought two Donald Trump shirts at that time at Macy's and wore them that week, and they were $100 shirts on sale for $50 a piece. And for some crazy reason, he found a way to lose those two shirts out of all the clothing I brought him, and he couldn't find them when I came back 2 days later. And so I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you. You're standing there arguing your point with a business owner, and the best he could come up with finally tried to accuse me of saying I didn't even bring them in. And I said, that's not going to work. I said, you know, I'm not asking you to pay me a $100 bill. Give me a $100 credit on my dry cleaning going forward. That'd be fine. But I said, do me right here. I said, you know, I've given you my business for 14 years, and really boiled down to this little gentleman offering me five $5 coupons on the next five visits. Now, I don't know about you. That, to me, I'm not that smart in math, but that's $25 the way I look at it. And I said, that's not going to work, and I walked out of there very unhappy. Went home and told Barbara, and she said, why don't you try that legal membership you bought? You know, it says from the trivial to the traumatic. And I said, I guess it is pretty a trivial for most people, but it's traumatic to me because it's my $100 here. So I called Ross and Matthews, and the minute I got a hold of the attorney, they called me back. He called me down and said, look, Mr. Wilson, you do have rights. Let's write a letter on your behalf. Now, I was so green in the business, I thought that was going to cost me still. So I said, how much is that going to cost me? And he says, it's going to cost you nothing. It's part of your membership. I said, well, let us get that letter fired off then, if that's the case. So they fired off a letter, and within a couple of weeks, I had a $100 check from that dry cleaner and a handwritten note. Sorry, we had a misunderstanding. Don't want any further problems. We got a letter from your attorney, and hope we can do business in the future. Of course, I never went back. But the power of having an attorney that I never had before in my life using this incredible membership was amazing. And you know what I've learned over the last 8 years? You always undersell the service. Let that service overprotect. I mean, it's so rewarding when you tell them the highlights and they realize, wow, when they get it, it does more than that. Yes, it does. You know, as they can say, it's true. Stories sell and facts tell. I like to really emphasize the member perks now that we have it and what incredible day-to-day savings, you know, it provides for families nowadays. It really pays for the membership over and over. You know, in a normal yearly buying cycle, say a family of four, upwards of $2,000 in savings. We know that that will pay for a legal plan, an identity theft plan for a family for 4 or 5 years in savings alone. I know just this year alone, Barbara and I have saved $1,800, over $1,800 actually, and just things we were going to buy anyway. So membership, I always say if you don't have a Legal Shield membership, it's costing you money not to have one. You know, and what I've noticed with people I've recruited over the last 8.5 years, and you probably too have found it yourself, Mr. Moore, that sometimes they're afraid to approach people with a service, being the Legal and ID Shield plan. It usually means one of two things. Either they haven't used their membership yet or enough, or to have the confidence in the product, or haven't even practiced giving a short presentation of the services to have the confidence or posture that it takes to do so. And it's really, even though we sell and we get paid for selling it, it is truly more about sharing information, being an educator, because it's an unknown product to most of the world still to this day. You know, if this happens to you and you find the perfect time to do a three-way call with your upline, if you're feeling a little shaky when you're out there and you're giving a presentation, and they ask you a question you're not sure of, why don't you pick up that call, pick up that phone and get with your sponsor and do a three-way call with someone that can help you cement that sale for you right then and get that family protected. You know, people oftentimes could easily read your body language or if it comes out of your mouth wrong or with confidence. So let your support partner, that's what we're here for, the person who sponsored you, let them do the work, help you in those situations until you feel more comfortable to do it on your own. So please take the time to know your services, and you'll get better and better. You know, I guarantee you I messed up many times. Probably said too much. Even though I was reading it to him, I probably expounded on it because of a car sales experience of 21 years. Early on, I didn't know when to shut up. I probably spread the word too much in the beginning, and I'm sure I ran off probably more than I wrote at that time. But you know, you'll get better at giving information to a friend, a neighbor, or a coworker. It's okay to mess up, but it's not okay to give up, right? Sometimes it could be that you're focusing on the commission rather than the mission that we're out here to do, and that's to protect lives with this incredible service. You know, I love the saying, help as many people you can get to get what they want, and you'll get what you want in return. And that's so true. Also, don't be afraid of the customer questions or objections. I know people run from that. They say, oh, they asked me a question or they threw up an objection. I have an attorney. What do I do? You know, as we all have those when we're trying to buy something, we have questions from other vendors that we're trying to buy our store. So it's common practice. Questions are good, actually. It's a sign that they're at least listening to what you're saying. I always hate if somebody didn't say a word when I've gone through a presentation and they're not saying anything. I'm saying, wow, are they deaf or am I not doing a very good job? But if they're asking questions, at least know they're hearing you enough to ask that question. So always welcome that. So far as the membership goes, I believe an associate has to, number one, know the product by using it. That's the best way to know it. Be able to give a good, solid presentation of the service. And last but not least, follow up within 48 hours to see what they like most about the services. And why is that 48 hours so important? You know, people, nobody follows up in anything in life. Certainly in car sales they didn't. And I don't think hardly any salesperson follows up once they share a product with someone. And the follow-up is where the fortune is. If I gave you a DVD to watch back then, and it took me a week or two to get back with you, I would think if I was on the other end of that DVD, I'd say, well, it must not be that important. Even if I looked at it, they haven't called me back to see if I even liked it. So why was he in a hurry to have me look at that and say he's going to call me within 48, and he still hadn't called me? So I think it's important that we as associates keep our word. When we say we're going to follow up, make sure you have a good follow-up system that you don't leave that customer hanging or that prospect of becoming an associate. So someone I've shared the information with has saw the value in the membership and bought it, keyword, after they've bought it, my next question is either, who do you know, that could use these services? And since you're probably going to tell someone else about the service, would you like to get paid for telling them? Kind of mimicking what my sister-in-law did with me. I just followed what I was taught. Or are you making all the money you would like to make currently? Or maybe do you keep your income options open? Any of these will work because all you're doing is fishing to see if there's an interest after they buy the membership. I'm not going to spend another 15 or 20 minutes spewing all over them about the opportunity if I haven't slowed down to speed up, so to speak, by offering the membership in sense that if they see the value. If they don't see the value, the conversation is pretty much over. I thank them for their time. Keep me in mind down the road. If you don't mind, I'd like to follow up with you within, say, 60 days. I know life has a way of changing things in all of our lives, and if you don't mind, I would love to follow up with you and see if anything's changed on our side or your side. And I've never had anybody yet say, no, I wouldn't like you to do that. So keep that in mind as you're out there offering that. I always offer I know there's other people in the business that offer the opportunity first. I always thought that was getting the cart before the horse, because without the product and the service, what good is the opportunity? Because they're not going to do anything with it. That I've done that before, actually tried that, and I got zero results from them looking at the opportunity first. But if they show interest, I'll definitely go forward with that. And even if they say no, I'm always asking, hey, if you could do me a favor, give me 3 to 5 names of people you know who could either use the coverage, maybe have a small business, or maybe just looking for extra income. Would you please do me a favor and share that with them and have them get back with me? And I'll either use them, have them give them, leave a DVD with them, or give them a card to forward on. You know, I believe the system that's in place for all of us to succeed, whether it's your maybe your first week or your 30th year, like it is for Mr. Moore here in Legal Shield, definitely incorporates what I call the 10 core commitments in your day-to-day operation of your Legal Shield business. I think that's what's kept me on track all these years. When I wanted to quit, when people tell you no and you get your feelings hurt and you feel like, why am I doing this? You've had a bad day. And you keep looking, going back to your why you're doing this. But most people that you will recruit come in as part-time, and you need to understand that. Most people, even though they may promise you that they're going to get out, they're going to blow past you tomorrow, believe me, they're part-time, and oftentimes they're no-time business associates. You may sign them up today, and you can't get them on the phone ever again. It's like they dropped off of the face of the earth. And I don't think that's just happened to me. I've heard many others on this call say the same. So be prepared for that. Just know you're growing your business. It's not for everybody. Sometimes people buy on emotion or they get excited. They feel like they can do it at the moment, and then after you've left them 3 days later, all the blood's drained out of them, and they say, oh, I don't think I want to do it. But if you treat this as a business, it'll pay long-term as a business that keeps getting bigger and bigger beyond your belief. I can't tell you that standing here 8.5 years ago that I would be making the kind of money well over 6 figures now, and our income, I'm not bragging, it just keeps going up. And it's not because of me. It's because of sharing and caring about other people. I couldn't count the ones I thought was going to be my next Ken Moores or Jeremy or Randy Moores in this business, and I could take it to the house and retire. I thought, well, I've got this one's going to do it. This is the one. These are the guys that's going to put me over the top, or ladies. Come to find out, they let me down. Just know sometimes it takes a dud to bring you a Jimmy Parrish or a Harold Pinson or a Linda Bowden or an Alex Gardner or a Ryan and Kate Burns. Or I could go on this call because there's so many incredible leaders. But just go recruit and recruit and recruit and don't get them ever out of order, as the late, great Wilbur Smith advised us all to do. And, you know, that still stands true today in this business. Nothing's changed on that. Just like when I was selling cars, I knew I had to talk between 110 to 120 people that came in on that car lot every 30 days if I wanted to sell 15 to 20 cars. That was my ratio. I had to take that because the competition, I sold Chevys most of my life. There was a lot of Chevrolet dealers in Austin, Texas. So you'll learn what your ratio is. You need to understand what your ratio is so you can get to your goal quicker. But I knew if I sold 15 to 20 consistently each month, I could feed my family and pay my bills. And if I knew if I was at 80 or 90 and I had 3 days to go at the end of the month, you can believe I was standing point on that car lot waiting for the next car to pull up to grab the handle sometimes before they even got out of the car to make sure that they met Manly Wilson. So if this is still sales, just don't forget that. There's still sales involved here. And the numbers won't lie. People lie, but the numbers never lie. If you want to sell 10 to 12 memberships a month and recruit 3 to 5 associates, the exposures will be close, give or take, 2 or 3, either way, 48 to 52 exposures a month. That's where it's going to pan out, whether I'm doing it or you're brand new in the business and you're starting to do this business. And out of those 48 or 52 exposures, 36 will be a flat no, or maybe not now. I don't think so. I'll get back with you. So please, please don't quit if you get those 36 no's in a row. It could happen. Just hang in there and get ready for the yeses, because they will come. This is a numbers game. It really has nothing to do with you. It's getting in front of enough people consistently. You'll find the ones that need it now. You'll find the ones that will need it later, and they will come back to you, believe me. When recruiting a new associate, I like to spend about 15 to 20 minutes in the game plan. I think that game plan is critical. And when you're starting a business, if you were going to hire someone to come into your establishment to work for you and you pay them a salary, you would sit down and have a talk with them and figure out if that's the right person for you for them to work there with you. Why would you not do that in your Legal Shield business? This is a true business, and it's a large money-making business as long as you're doing it correctly. interview talking about their, you need to talk to them about their why, not your why. I know sometimes we get that mixed up. We want them to do what we want them to do, not what they, why they're there and why they're coming into this business. You need to define it to the point of clarity, that why, so you can help them achieve it. Because if you can't define their why, and they leave it open-ended, well, I just need to make some extra money, I want to buy a car, you need to define what that money is going for, what type of car, what color, four-door, two-door, V8, V6, four-cylinder, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. You need to clean that up and make it clear so you know how to work with that brand-new recruit. Be a good listener. I know that's hard for me sometimes to listen. I want to talk some of that. But learning, that's a great trait. Be a good listener. And they'll tell you exactly what they want from this business, how much time they're willing to put into it. And I always ask them, are you teachable and trainable? Because if that's important. If you're going to work with that person and you're going to try to make their goals happen for them, you need to know if they will listen to you when they don't want, when you may say something they don't want to hear. And that you need to clarify that with them, I think. I know the company's doing a great job trying to streamline the onboarding process, and I congratulate them on all the things they're doing with our new recruits. But I sometimes, to be honest with you, I find it sometimes confusing myself as there's just so much info. I think it sometimes freezes them up from getting started, and I try to just keep it simple as I can keep it because they're just like a newborn baby in this business. We have to give them legs to stand on before they can run, and sometimes we want them to run before they're even out of the cradle, so to speak. I just had them do a simple onboarding exercise called PAR, P-A-R, which is really an acronym for three words, preparation, action, and results. So under preparation, this is what I want out of my brand new recruit. We're in a licensed state, so the very first thing I know is going to be critical to them to sell a legal plan is I want them to get their license. That's the very first thing I'm going to do to a brand new recruit. The second thing I want to do is then I'm going to have them make a list. And I'm going to use prospect sorted using the prospect tracking sheet that we can all download out of our back office. You can now download Prospect by Legal Shield through www.prospectbylegalshield.com and then put those contacts and assign at least 10 people up front and help them contact them and get them in the system. Because I know if they're going to get any feedback from those 10, I got somebody I can actually work with. So I'm getting them busy right off from day one, not putting them through an onboarding 20-20-20. That's great, but I want a little faster result, and I want to see who I'm working with right up front. C is log in, and I have them log in to start their training using our learning management system in our associate portal and watched number 105.06. That's 105.6, which is the private business reception. Would you say, why did I do that? Because I want them to hear from someone else what the importance of having a private business reception is right up front. It doesn't need to come from me. It comes from the best. So under action within your first 3 to 5 days, under the word action, I want them within their first 3 to 5 days to use their membership, get on the phone, call their attorneys, make sure that they're using their membership. Next, host a PBR, PCC, with a date to complete. Let me see something. Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you good.
Okay, good. I thought I'd lost you there for a moment. Under action, though, first 3 to 5 days, I want them to use their membership. Why? They've got to have belief in what they're doing. And the best way to do that is call the attorney. I tell them today, if you can't think of anything in Texas, call your law firm tomorrow, ask them what would happen to you in the state of Texas if you were to die, what would happen to your assets in the state of Texas without a will, and get ready for an earful. You're probably going to be very surprised. But at least it gets them thinking, wow, this thing is real. I can actually talk to an attorney and get advice I didn't know I had. And then host a PBR or PCC with it, and I make them put the date down that we're going to do that. I want that done 3 to 5 days, 7 max. There's no reason pushing it out to 2 weeks or 10 days, just no reason. Under results, I want under the R, results for PAR, within their first 14 days, I will have them Fast Start qualified and Performance Club qualified with a date to finish that. Right up front, those three things, preparation, action, and results. Something very simple, anything you can do. I have a little form filled out that says at the bottom, I understand what to focus on to get me paid and promoted. I will get it done with assistance, I have a line that says new business partner. I have them sign that. I sign the sponsor. I give them a copy. I keep a copy. I want them to know that I'm with them the whole way. I'm there to guide and get them paid and promoted, because I know if I get them paid and promoted, the battle is halfway there. So let's see. What else here? Signed by the business partner. Barbara says time's up. So our overall success in hitting $100,000 ring was due to committing to the 10 core commitments from the beginning. And like I said, I still believe this is what kept me in the running, and I'll go through these real quick. Start each day the right way. Set goals and work your to-do list. Number two, stay connected. Listen to these team calls. Watch the corporate sponsored shows. Read the Legal Shield newsletter. So much information. Number three, do 2 to 5 exposures daily using third-party approaches and tools such as magazines, the sizzle calls. And you want to build a long-distance team. You don't want to build it all in your backyard. Attend weekly briefings with a guest. Catch me there, with a guest. Don't go by yourself. Don't miss the one. It may be the one that changes your future in Legal Shield. Number five, invest in yourself and your team. 10 pages of a good self-help book or video. Attend those Fast Start classes with your new associate. Don't send them. Go with them. Attend every Super Saturday. Attend the national convention and also the MORE retreat team when we have that in January. Make sure you're there. Retain your members. Sell the membership right. You need that good retention so you can go on these trips and get that residual income. Number nine, find a good workout partner, one that will hold you accountable, not let you slide, and double your business 1 year from now is number 10. All that to say in closing is everything I've said so far, I guarantee you've probably already heard it in some form or fashion many times over. But what is important to know is the time is now. No matter how short or how long you've been in this business, the time is now. To start, to run, or launch your Legal Shield business, after 8.5 years, I know and I believe the best is yet to come. Vision 2020 is just around the corner in time. Don't be one of those who find themselves banging their heads against the padded wall saying, I wish I had, or you can be the one that said, I did it. Barbara and I believe in each and every one of you on this call tonight. God bless your Legal Shield business, and God bless the United States of America. Turn it back over to you.
Fantastic job. Fantastic job. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You even had me sitting on pins and needles for a little bit there. Thank you and Barbara very, very much, Manley. We appreciate you. I will turn it to Randy Allen Moore right now.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Manley, where would you get the copy of, if somebody was asking if they could get a copy of the document that the new person signs and you sign with them?
Yeah, I can actually forward that over to you guys. You can put it on the website if you want. Everybody can use it.
All right. Sounds good. I'm getting some text messages on that, so I appreciate that. Listen, I appreciate you so very much, and, of course, Barbara, and it's just great to see a couple that work together in such a professional way as you guys do, and building such a strong team, and now you're bringing on another generation of your family, and it's just great to see that on our team. I just want to personally thank you for being the man that you are and for Barbara putting up with you. I know she has a special crown in heaven. No, I'm just kidding on that.
You hear her laughing at it. You just made her day, Randy.
You are doing an awesome job for us. And I remember when you got your Rising Star Award way back, and you definitely have deserved that. And we're so happy that you're on the team. But, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I know we're about out of time here, but thank you guys for being our special guest speaker tonight.
Thank you.
I don't know if Jeremy got to stay on if he's still on, he might want to say something. Jeremy, are you still on? Or I know he had some things he had to do. I know he's very proud of Barbara and Manley Wilson. He may have had to get off, but I can speak for him. He's very, very pleased with the way you guys work, and the effort he put in to help you has paid off 1,000 times over. So I just got to say this to everybody, as I always do. God, family, Legal Shield, and let's help a lot of people. God bless you and good night. Oh, wait. April Gillespie will be our special trainer next Monday night. Great job on the company call. She's going to be doing it for our call. Be sure and be on next Monday night for April Gillespie. Again, Barbara and Manley, thank you. God bless each one of you and good night.
Good night, everyone.